Lady Shir Chavos Alvavos, Sunday, Yud Beis Elul. Okay, we're starting.
Be'ezus Hashem, the eighth shahr in Sefer Chavos Alvavos. Sefer Chavos Alvavos has 10 sha'arim.
No, no, it's. Thank you.
I'm coming in and out. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We're starting the eighth shahr in Sefer Chavos Alvavos. And it's not just a new Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh. And the first point is that Cheshbon HaNefesh and Mechavos HaLevavos does not mean what we have come to understand the words Cheshbon HaNefesh to mean. When you say to a person, or someone familiar a little with Musar literature, you say Cheshbon HaNefesh, it means, you sit at the end of every day, when you make a cheshbon hanefesh, what you did that day, how much time you wasted, cheshbon, like mathematical cheshbon, and hanefesh, what your soul has done that day in avodas Elokim, how much time you wasted, how many times you got angry, how much lashon hara you talked, and this is really suggested. And there is a famous Musar sefer, called Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh, which tells you how to make a chart and how to mark yourself at the end of every day. And maybe one day we'll learn that safer. But that's not what it means in the Chavos HaLevavos' world. Chavos HaLevavos' world, Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon is more from the word, it's the same root obviously, but it's more from the word machshava, to think. And it's the Nefesh, like I said, the thinking woman's, whatever we called it, the thinking man or woman's Nefesh, yeah. Thinking about your nefesh, things that you should think about. That's really the koteret of the shahr, is the thinking nefesh, which is a different meaning than what we understand the word cheshbon hanefesh to mean. And as we'll see when we learn the shahr, the Chavos HaLevavos the point of the Chavos HaLevavos in this shahr is things to think about, that you have to think, which is really against the grain of the modern world, that you have to think. And people, that's something that really you see it everywhere. People, whether it's attention span, attention deficit disorder, just the ability to have silence and to take a walk and to think about things and not have music blaring and not have so much noise. You don't want to think. You want to shut out thinking. People are scared to think, and they shut it out with the news or with music or with noise. Anything. They'll even listen to a shiur on a tape, as long as they don't have to think. It's like scary. People don't want to be alone with their thoughts. And the Chavos HaLevavos says, "I'm afraid. I'm sorry." As we'll see in the first parak, you have to think. You have to think about things. You have to think them through. You have to think if you believe they're true. And where are you if you don't think things through? You can end up just doing things by rote and not thinking about what you're doing. That's absurd. It's ridiculous. That's not Avodas Hashem. So that's what the Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh. But the Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh is really also different than all the other Shaharim. And you may be happy to hear what I have to say, or you may be sad to hear what I have to say, but it's the truth, so there it goes. Every other shahr talks about a specific avoda, a specific midah, bitachon, avos Hashem, kenia, right? It deals with one subject matter. Cheshbon HaNefesh deals with one subject matter called Cheshbon HaNefesh. But what he does in the shahr is he goes through, because he's giving you things to think about, and he basically goes through the entire Sefer and summarizing the principle that he's put down and the points that he's taught and the ideas that he's expressed, and he sort of summarizes it here very briefly. I mean, the whole Sefer is brief, because although this deserves to be a 20 volume set on some shelf somewhere, but certainly as brief as it is, that's why you need such a good minded shiur to teach it to you. You can't just read it yourself. You could try. But Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh is a kitzur of a kitzur, because it summarizes very briefly everything he teaches in the Sefer. And really, if you know the Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh, you could probably cheat and pass a test on the whole Sefer Chayos HaLevavos if you just know this shahr well. So Mitzvah Hashem, we're embarking upon it. It's not going to be short, because in the third parak he gives us 30 things to think about, and each thing is a whole ma'aracha, really. Is a whole thing. So we'll see. But that's really what's unique about this shahr, is that. Now, it's difficult sometimes to understand. I mean, my job, so to speak, it's really difficult sometimes to understand what he's saying without reference to the other shaharim, because he's makatzer, and he just throws out words and summarizes sometimes, because his main point is that you have to think about these things. It's not enough to read them, it's not enough to listen to this class, it's not enough even to know them. Knowing the difference between moach and lev, right? Chodos halavavos. Everything is just thinking. Not an emotional halavavos, not emotional halavavos, is thinking. Right? Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal translates the name of the sefer as duties of the mind, not duties of the heart. In Mishlei, his point is constantly lev is the seat of Chochmah, not Moach. So what's the point? The point is Moach is the seat of raw knowledge. This is the brain. But if we all know that we can have things in our brain, and there's something called dissonance, cognitive dissonance. It doesn't connect to us. We don't act accordingly. The Medrash says, Chazal say, we sure know they're going to die someday. And we should know that it's not going to be pleasant for them afterwards. And they know all that, but they just, again, they disconnect. And we all disconnect. We all know Hashem exists. We all know Hashem is watching us. We all know Hashem knows everything we're thinking about. We don't think about it. We disconnect. And Lev is the place where Chochmah and internalization come together. It has to rest upon your heart. Your heart is like a living organ which symbolizes, maybe physiologically, maybe even biologically, who knows, because it's the seat of Chaim, it's pumping out the blood. So, the knowledge in the Moach doesn't do you much good unless it enters your lathe. And that's what we always talk about, right? Right, we talk about knowing Torah, recognizing Hashem. We talk about always belief. So the cheshbon hanefesh is things to think about, but to think about not with start with your brain, because without the brain you won't understand what he's saying. So the brain translates and explains, and I understand it. But if I have not to understand it, cheshbon hanefesh is to think about it, understand it, and internalize it, and then we talk about the lev. That's the internalization of the moach, is the lev. It becomes part of your life force. The lev is pumping out blood. So it becomes part of your life, part of what you do, how you live your life, what you are, how you are. That's lev. There have been in the past, I don't know if we've been say Tillim, if you say Tillim every week or every 30 days, but there have been Tillim printed with, in the past, I don't know anymore, I never saw it, but the early printings of Tillim used to put one of the 30 things of Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh in the Tillim. So every day of the 30 days, it splits Tillim into 30 days, and you learn one of the Cheshbonos, as he calls it, one of the 30 cheshbonos, and when you finish all the cheshbonos, your relationship with Hashem, your life, your avodas Hashem, is laid out for you. So again, we're embarking upon this. It's really a synopsis of the whole sefer, and it has a cheshivas, and it really is. It's chashivas is to think about things. So we'll start from the beginning. Shahr Hashmini, Shahr Cheshbon HaNefesh. Again, the Cheshbon of the Nefesh. Cheshbon from the word thinking, machshava. And he starts off saying, Amar HaMechaber, well, he starts off, B'cheshman Ha'odam Im Nafsho Le'elukim, V'zeh Pesach HaShar. Another unique angle of this shar is that in other sharim, he says principles, and if you're, those of you who learned Hagdama, together, Chagallah says there's a tripod of knowledge. The tripod is Seichel, Sukkim, and what he calls Kabbalah, which is Mesoris, which is Torah Shabbat. And throughout the Sefer, when he says a principle, he brings Sukkim, through the form, he brings down the Pasuk, and he explains why it's Sichli, and he brings down the Pasuk, and he brings down usually a Gemara to Chazal, Torah Shabbat Tel. This Shar, once we start the Shar, you see, really Paragimel, which has the 30 things you're supposed to think about, is a little Seichel, and it's a unique kind of Seichel. So, by way of introduction, Chagallah alludes, and we've mentioned this a few times throughout the Sefer, that it's really it sounds funny, but it says it many times throughout the Sefer. He wants people to look at their own lives, at their own relationships, because everything Hashem sends us everything. Nothing that's happened since, whether we have a relationship with a spouse, a relationship with a child, or a relationship with a neighbor, or a relationship with an employer, or a relationship with an employee, anything, anybody we connect to, anything we do in our lives, because the love is many times throughout the Sefer says, well, stop, look at you, how would you feel if, how do you feel when, what do you think would happen if such and such occurred to you? And it's very real, it's very down to earth. I think, wow, I would be so angry, or I would think that's the height of chutzpah, and I would think this, and then I say, well, look how you act towards Hashem, when Hashem does this, and Hashem does that, and look at your own life and your own relationships, and realize that they're there. He doesn't say what I'm about to say, the word that they're there to learn from, but obviously that's what Chagallah holds, because you would think, like, how can he bring a mashal from a worker, an employee, an employer, to Hashem? Because he knows that everything is there already. Everything exists in our lives. It's real. And then we just say, Kol Shekein Hashem. But we experience it. He wants people, and this is alluded to throughout the Sefer, but in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, it's constant. Just about in every Cheshbon of the 30, he points to something in a person's life and says, come on, you know how you feel this, you know how this makes you react, so now just extrapolate to Hashem. And that's, I don't know, modern it's so down to earth, it's such a healthy way to teach something, to tell people, learn from your own experiences. Now, I'm hearing, and what do you think Hashem gave you those experiences for? Those experiences are for us to learn from. It's like, okay, so that's Chedron Avedu, no, Sukkot, after when we start, Perek Gimel is very. So the stress is that we should figure things out for ourselves, but not only with Seichel, one leg of the tripod, but we should look in our own lives and look at our own experiences and be able to figure out things from that. So he says, B'cheshbon ha'odom im nafsho le'elokim. He's making a cheshbon with his nefesh, meaning with his life, how he acts and what he does. Now, he starts in his Hagdama, it's a rather short Hagdama. He always gives a reason why it follows the one before, very structured Sefer. Amar HaMechaber, Mitnei Shekodam Ma'amoreinu, the previous Shar, the Gidrei HaTshuva Utnoya, the previous Shar was about the Tshuva and its components. One of the things that he taught in Shara Tshuva is making a cheshbon, thinking about, that's part of, let's say, charata. When he talks about charata, having regret for things you did, so he breaks it up into five components, and one of them is what you should think about, how you should think about a sin, and how you should think about how you were nitshal. And so he talks about, it's not a big deal, he just mentions it, he mentions the cheshbon. He mentions the word making a cheshbon, yachshov benafsho, which is the exact phrase of the Chazal HaLodos there is yachshov benafsho, which is not, again, that's certainly not classic cheshbon hanefesh, maybe understand it, but yachshov benafsho, he should think with his soul, he should give the man a thought. And also when he talks about Kabbalah La'osid, he uses that same phrase, sheyachshov benafsho, how he will set himself up for the future, not to act that way again. So was one of the things that I mentioned. For so I put next to it an expanded cheshbon hanefesh. There I just mentioned it in passing, but now I'm going to elaborate and explain. Biur in yonei hacheshbon im hanefesh. Bavur, and then he goes on to say why. I mean, there's a lot of things he could have picked from Shar HaTshuva. Like, why did he pick cheshbon hanefesh? He says, Masha Yeshbo in yonei ha'ahara law, because it's important to be inspired. That's usually used the word ha'ahara, to be inspiration. L'masha Yeshbo takanosa b'shnei olomen, because this is what I'm going to teach you in this shahr is really the basic, it's essential, and you have to do this, and this is going to assure you, this is going to lead you to Hatzlacha in Shnei Olam, Olam HaZeh, Olam Abba, and you have to always be thinking about what you're doing, and thinking about how you should be feeling, and thinking about all the things we'll be mentioning. Kamo Shamar David Olam HaShalom, Chishavti Derochai. Oh, beautiful pasuk. I made a cheshbon about my actions. Ba'ashiva Raglai Alei Dosecha. And now I'm ready to do your mitzvahs. Okay, so that's his pasuk. It's koterim. Chishavti Derochai. Baroi Lona Lubar Midvar Hacheshbon Amanefa Shishen Yonah. And those are going to be the prokim of the shahr. That's always his derech. Harishon Maha Cheshbon in HaNefesh. What is he going to say, like this? A super Cheshbon. Before any of the 30, he wants to give you the basic Cheshbon. How you're supposed to approach everything that you're approaching. What is the Dabar Klali that's going to govern everything that you do and everything that you think about? So that's the first parak. Hasheni im cheshbon kol bnei adam shove elmo. Right, we know we all, by men, we all put on tefillin. By women, you all take challah. We all have a mezuzah. The differences are not reflected in the mitzvahs. So in this matter called cheshbon hanefesh, will there be differences in what different people have to do? Very nice question. That will be in parak phase. How many things do I have to think about? Right? How many things do I make this cheshbon? How many things? What do I think? That's where you list the minimum of 30. Can you do it once in a while? Who says you have to do it every day or always? When you get around to it. How do we see to it that our ma'asim flow from these cheshbonos? Because these cheshbonos are just really, some of them are pure cholos halavados. Whether it's maybe Avos Hashem, maybe Yiras Hashem. So, but most of them are always ultimately reflected in our actions. Probably you could say all of them ultimately get reflected in how we live. Maybe not in the mitzvahs, as we learned in Shara Bodhis Elokim, not necessarily in Ha'ora Toronios, but certainly in Ha'ora Sichlios, how we live our lives. So these Cheshbonos always play a role. So how do you guarantee that there's a connection between making these Cheshbonos, thinking about these Cheshbonos, and our actions? Just as an maybe as an aside, I'm not sure, this idea of learning from our own actions, from our own lives, from our own experiences, so I mentioned it as just, you know, that's very close to me, my experiences, so it's a great place to learn from. And maybe that's why Hashem set it up that way, so that we can always, like our lives are walking Musasar. That's really what the Chavis will be showing us. But there's another aspect to this which I'll mention in passing, and that is, there's a famous Beis Halevi when Yosef appears to his brothers and he says, "Aod Yosef, Aod Avichai." And it's a very long piece of Beis Halevi, very beautiful piece, Beis Halevi on Chumash. And the bottom line point that he makes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu part of the din in Shemayim, we'll give excuses for everything we do. People are full of excuses. They'll say, "I didn't give that much stakah because I was tight on money, and I didn't do chesed because I was tight on time," and so on and so forth. So the lady says, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be showing you what you did, other things with your money, and other things with your time." I don't want to call it hypocrisy. That's a very, very strong word, but that's his mahalach. Beis Halevi's, and that's why Yosef turns to his brothers and says, you know, they're pleading with him to let Binyamin go, and they're pleading with him how, what it'll do to Yaakov again. So he turns to them and he says, "Ani Yosef, Aldo Vichai, you didn't worry about all these things when you sold me down to Mitzrayim. How come you didn't worry about all those things?" And that's how he interprets Midrashim and the Tzukim. So that could be part of what the Chavis Halvavos will be doing as well, that Hashem will turn to us, and this is something that should maybe make us nervous. Again, I wouldn't call it hypocrisy, but the extrapolation is not just because it's there and Hashem put it there for us to extrapolate, but because it's also a way of Hashem judging us and saying, "Well, you know, in your boss of a dumb relationship, you expected kach v'kach v'kach. You expected a person to act a certain way as a reaction to X. You expect the person to act A, B, and C in reaction to your X, Y, Z. So then, wait, what happened to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he did A, B, C. How come he didn't do X, Y, Z? You yourself." So there's that, like, sharpness of Mishpat, which the Beis Halevi talks about, which may be part of what the Chavis Halevi is also creating here, when he talks about extrapolating from our own lives. Okay, we'll start Paragalus now. Avalachesh bin Manefesh, what we're talking about. What it is, who hishtaglus ha'odom be'inyone toroso ba'olomo, whether it's spiritual things or his things in his own life, in his physical world, beino uvein sechlo, and you know, to think about things and to be misboning what's going on with myself, with my world, with my spiritual world, with my physical world. Kadesha yeda buzeh, mashiyesho, mashiyesholo, menacholos. What are your obligations, right? Judaism is about obligations, and the idea of Cheshbon HaNefesh is to think about ideas that are true and to therefore say what, and again, this is where Yiddishkeit really demands this. It says, so what does that mean to me? How do I have to act, and how do I know this is true? So you have to make the cheshbon ha-nefesh and think about things, and then you have to, and then you know what that demands of you. Oh, now I have to act a certain way. Now I have to, and so on. So that's what cheshbon ha-nefesh is. Thinking about things, and again, it doesn't just mean thinking. I'm saying thinking, but as he says here, for he's the runner, I'll say, ha-nodi, olam ha-shalom, va-omer, v'yandata ha-yom, that's, you could know it, but yet the knowledge comes, v'ha-shevosa el-vogacha. You have to internalize it, and once you internalize it, it will reflect itself in your actions, because that's what, right? If you try to block it from being internalized, then you can act however you want. You can make that dissonance, you could not connect to what you know. But if it's Hashivos al-Lavecha, then you'll be acting a certain way. Gomer Dobar HaMelech al-Ava Shalom, Tamu U-Ru'u Kitov Hashem. Tamu Ru'u means, Tamu means, if you're talking about Shara Bechina. So Tamu would mean, get a taste of Shara Bechina, get a taste of the great Tova Hashem does for you when he lets you see. And Ru'u, well, I picked a bad example, right? And then study it and be aware of it and internalize into your seichel. Right? That enough, that alone would make you eternally indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he lets you see. The amazing machine that the eye is. For Omar das al kei avicha, ba'avdehu. For Omar al piu kasus kifered ein hoven. Don't be like an animal which doesn't understand, which goes through its life without thinking. That's very harsh words. Al piu kasus kifered ein hoven. But that's the Lord does not mind being harsh. You have to think, you have to think about, and he's going to teach us what to think about, but he's setting us up that life is not easy. It's not just not easy because of all the things we have to deal with, but Hashem demands of us to think, how do I feel about this? What do I think of this? And the person's always supposed to be thinking. There's plenty of time to think in the day. The problem is we're always surrounded by things that don't let us think. Like children. Okay. V'amar v'mishalo nistakel v'inyonav, and the pasuk says about someone that doesn't think about his actions, v'lo chishay v'nafsho alayem, v'lo yoshim alibo v'lo das v'lo tevuna, v'amar lo zochris yodo. And now already he's talking about Lozokhras Yodo as a pasuk until then. This has to do already more with Shara Bechina, with recognizing Hashem's Shefa of Tov upon us. So Lozokhras Yodo Asher Padom meaning Tsar. He's talking about how can you disconnect from Yitzhak Mitzrayim? He's talking about that door that left Mitzrayim. Maybe they left it as children, but the pasuk until then was describing the Dor HaMidbar. So, you know, they probably remembered it. It wasn't that long ago. They didn't forget about it, but they disconnected from it. And the outpouring of Karas HaTov that they felt at Yitzhak Mitzrayim already dissipated. And it's as if Lozokhras, they didn't remember in a way that it affected them. V'omar Zachari Mosolam. You have to remember history. V'omar Zacharti Yom Nikedem. The Omar Esodei Limei Rachel. You have to think about things that you can't just think about things that happened in your life now, like in the last 5 years. You're really supposed to think about things that happened to Klal Yisrael, things that happened in your life earlier in your life, things that brought you to where you are today. So now most of the things that the Chavis HaLovas quotes in this first parak, we finished the first parak. He brought down psukim. Most of the psukim talk about thinking about what Hashem has done for us, Shara Abachina type thinking. And really, again, because all of this is yisod in the whole sefer, even though it's going to be one of the 30 things to think about. But why should I think about anything? Like, why should I do anything? So the Lord doesn't just say, you know, or else. Well, the supra think, the supra thought, is of course that we have a debt of gratitude to Hashem, and that's why most of the Pesukim in Perek Aleph is talking about remember history, remember what Hashem has done for you. It condemns people that don't think. Al tiyu kasus kaferet, like Yishayo Hanavi said, even yod asher koneu v'chamor evus ba'olov, even animals hopefully don't bite the hand that feeds them, but Klal Yisrael sometimes acts as if they are ready to. And most of the psukim that he brings is thinking Shara Bechina type thoughts, because that in the Chavis Halavis' world, that really is the, this is what Chavis Halavis is famous for, and this is his, like, as I say, super yisod, super principle, that everything we do, and before we even start thinking about the 30 things, like, why should I think about the 30 things? I don't want to. Right? So everything is a result of the obligation to think about what Hashem has done for us, and now we have to figure out what we have to do to acknowledge and to pay this debt of gratitude. How do we say thank you to Hashem? Right? And again, this is something itself that, as I said last week, we know that when we feel indebted to someone, we go crazy to figure out how to say thank you to that, how to show our appreciation, and we're like, we're not calm, and the anushias, this menschlichkeit, demands that we buy a present, that we send them a thank you note, and we want to acknowledge that we're in their debt. These are even the words that we use. So that's our major relationship with Hashem, according to the Chavis Halavis, is not a from one, if you pardon the expression, it's not even of a melech to an eved, it's not even of an, well, maybe it's an oath to a bank, because it's really the mitzvah of kibbutz oath is based on that. That's why kibbutz avayim is really on the benodom hamakom side of the luchos, because it's really a reflection of how we're supposed to feel towards Hashem with hakaras hatov, etc. So it's really benodom hamakom, because it's a mini kibbutz Hashem. Now, kabbonim, that is the overarching cheshbon that runs through the whole Chavis Halavos, and that's the main thing. And again, as we said when we learned Shara Bechina, you have to think about it. If you don't think about, we don't. If you don't think about, it's funny, you don't think about your nose, you don't think about your eyes, you don't think about history and how you got married and how you were born and how we were conceived and how Hashem sustained us through 9 months of not. Almost irrational existence, the way the baby, everything, and I don't want to go through everything again, but according to Chavis Halavos, that's your overarching cheshbon to be made, and that's what he's talking about in Perek Aleph when he says you have to think, and he's talking about this, why should I do anything? Why can't I just smoke pot and hang out and, you know, sleep late and shoot pool and why? Why should I do anything that you tell me? It's because we have to pay a debt of gratitude. And it's something that animals, this is like basic menschlichkeit, and that's how Hashem wired us. And so that's the overarching cheshbon, and that's really what he's talking about in Perek Aleph, although he doesn't say it explicitly, but most of the psukim he brings down are referring to such a knowledge, such a thinking, I should say, a thinking of the Mitzias Mitzrayim, the gula of how we got to here. And this week we're reading Parshas Bikurim and Kisavo. You have to tell the whole story from the beginning, or else it's not a good cheshbon hanefesh. You can't just thank Hashem for the fruit. You have to go back and say, how do I get to this fruit? What am I doing here? So really, you could start from conception. And this is your conception, maybe your great grandparents' conception. But the Torah starts with Mitzias Mitzrayim. How did I get there? I'm standing here today with the beautiful fruit, so you have to start with Mitzias Mitzrayim. I got it out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem did this to Paro, and it was so terrible there. Like, and that's the right way to think about things. So that's Perek Aleph. And again, Perek Aleph lays down this obligation of thinking and internalizing. But most of the psukim that he brings down is about this appreciation and acknowledgement of gratitude towards Hashem. course, in the Chodesh Halavos's scheme of things, that is the overarching obligation. That is like, well, maybe it's after Shara Yichud. After you are aware and believe and are convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Okay, that's very, that's primary. But the very next thing was Shara Mechina. You don't move without that. It's not that he's a melech, and it's not that he's giving us a Saras HaDibros, and it's not, it's next is, thank you Hashem. You wake up, you say there's a Hashem in the world, that's why I'm breathing, that's why I'm alive, that's why I exist, and it's, thank you. So that's, everything comes from that. And according to the fact that if you don't have that, you're missing. So that's really, that will be one of the 30 Cheshvan HaNefeshes also. I'm speaking out that it is an overarching, overriding theme in the Chavis HaLavos. Perek Beis, he says, Avalim Cheshvan Kol B'nei Ha'odam Shaveh, if you want to just equalize what people, how people think and what they have to think about in law, Nomar Ki Hatshuva B'zeh Sheheshtadlus B'nei Ha'odam B'inyonei Torosom V'olamah, which is how we describe what you have to think about, Yischalef. Let's face it, different people are different. Some people are more intelligent, some people are less intelligent. Some people are deeper, some people are not deeper. Someone wants to explain to me the beautiful symmetry of physics, right? So I'll get lost after 10 seconds probably. My mind doesn't work that way, or the symmetry of mathematics, or the miracles of chemistry, or anything. So the different people have different minds. Again, this is real. It's not like, okay, I'll take challah. Everybody's the same. This is very personal, and therefore he says everybody's different. Some people, I am more in tune with my life and what happened to me, and I have an appreciation of how I grew up and the friends I made, and Hashem just put me in the right place at the right time, and he sent me friends, and I got married, and I moved to Israel and I have family. And some people just think differently, and again, some people think more deeply about things. Some people are happy with, you know, drinking a glass of water and say, Hashem, you provided water. Some people are going to delve into the chemistry of water and see that it's a miracle. Two gases produce a solid, and that's the life-giving force of the whole world, etc. So that's what he said. And so you can't point to someone else and say, okay, no, everybody has to have their own cheshbon. Everybody has to delve into all of the 30 things. But again, he's still talking about the overarching thing of Shar Bechina type things. Because it's real, he's saying everybody's going to be different. Because everybody has different things that they can think about and they can internalize and they can relate to. Everybody's different. You can't put everybody in the same box. Some people have more analytical minds, some people are more intuitive, some people are more emotional. And people are different. And based on their tunos nefesh, they have to think about things, and they have to think about Hashem, and they have to relate to it in their own way. Yischalef, you see, Yischalfus HaKarosom, their awareness, the Sichlom, their intelligence, the Zaklus HaVanosom, and their clarity. V'chol Echad, V'Echad, and but everybody, Mitzuvah Lachshu V'Nafsho, V'Meshu Chayabo, Me'avodus HaBori Yisala. One of these 30 things. The 30 things are, and this is what he said, I'll repeat it, maybe I wasn't clear before. What are my obligations? Kefi hakaroso betolos habore hakololos v'hamiyuchados. Based on my, again, this is based on my awareness. You have to think, and before we get into the 30 things, this is good practice because this comes first. To think about what are my, how do I say thank you to Hashem? We know that if somebody gives us an appointment for Shabbos, we feel obligated to at least write them a note. And maybe buy them a small present. Or just, and if someone Where's my daughter a shidduch? Ah! I'm going to be their slaves for the rest of their life. Right? I won't know how to say thank you. And we all... But we have to think about that vis-a-vis Hashem. And it hurts. It gives us a headache. Because really, it's very overwhelming. And it's very... It touches upon every aspect of our lives. But we have to do it to whatever is that we can. That's the aleph of being Jewish. It's the aleph of serving Hashem. It's not really just being Jewish, because he really talks about in Sharabodos Elohim that non-Jews are also have this obligation. Jews have more mitzvahs, because as he says here, the more tovos Hashem is mashpia on you, the more obligations you have. And the Jewish people were singled out by Hashem. He took them out of Mitzrayim, and he gave them the Torah, so they're more obligated, because he showed them special favors. And that follows in every person's life, as he'll explain. But here he's saying everybody is different, but everybody has the obligation to think, how am I going to thank Hashem for what he does for me? Kefi HaKaroso, based on his understanding of the Tomus HaBore HaKololos, the whole nation of Israel, maybe the whole world, because it includes all the laws of chemistry and physics and biology and astronomy. So that's kolel, the whole world, that's not me. But certainly I have to thank Hashem for it. Bahamiyuchados, wow, well, look at my life, look what I avoided, look how I recovered from this mefila that I had, and so on and so forth. Moshamar HaKosov, and you see the Pasuk talks that way. Moshe Rabbeinu's talking to the door of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he's saying, V'idatayim, kilos b'neichem, asher lo yodu, asher lo ro'u. I'm not talking to your children who didn't experience Yetzias Mitzrayim themselves. Keinechem o'roz, I'm talking to you. You saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you have a clarity, and you know it, and like, wow, you are, how could you not? And then he goes on to say what their obligations to serve Hashem is. Hashem has more of a taina on you. Hashem demands more of you. It's a subtlety, and it's Masorah, and I taught it to my children, and my children heard it from me, and I experienced it. There's a level of difference. There's a difference. There's a shade of difference. Hashem expects more from me because I experienced Hashem's chesed in going out of Mitzrayim. Hashem lo ro'u, but my children didn't see it, as Moshe Habor Kroskim, and they shatem reisim osu beinechem. And so it is with every person, he says. Every person, not only is every person's seichel different, but every person's experience is different. And the degree that I feel blessed by Hashem, I am obligated. But the basic obligation is to think about things and to say, how, okay, what does that obligate me to do? How do I now have to act? How do I say thank you to Hashem? And this is what he wants us to think about. Okay, we'll stop here.